Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York's trusted source for news, traffic, and weather. This is WCBS News Radio 880, streaming 24/7 on the free Odyssey app.
Some snowflakes, and we have some raindrops coming down this morning. Temperatures be heading to around 40, but then they'll be dropping. That cold winter feel is moving in. January 31st.
Hey, can you just cross-check what I'm seeing here? I want to make sure your forecast page that you have printed out the same as mine. Friday and Saturday, highs in the teens? Is that right?
Yeah, and on Friday night, temperatures falling to between 5 above and 5 below zero.
Okay.
It's going to be February after all.
We'll get some more winter before we're done. There are questions about some of the money that George Santos raised for his congressional campaign. We've heard these questions before, but now there are some about donations that might have come from people who don't exist. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall is live in Nassau County with more about that. Soph.
And Wayne, they are called ghost donors, or people who are made up by political candidates claiming they donated money to their campaign, but in reality, they do not exist. And Nassau County Legislator Josh Lafazan says Congressman George Santos made up a few, including Stephen Caruso, who supposedly lives on Fingerboard Road in Manhattan. There is no such street. Or how about Carlos Suarez, a retiree listed in Flushing, who never lived in that zip code? Lafazan is asking the FEC to include this in their ongoing investigation into Santos's campaign finances. The list of ghost donors supposedly gave $30,000 in donations to Santos. I reached out to Santos's spokesperson, but have not heard back. Wayne and Paul.
One more thing, Sophia. We got a Siena poll just in this morning a few minutes ago about what people think about George Santos. And yes, there are people who like George Santos. I guess that's one way to spin this thing. 7% view him favorably, compared to the 83% of the district who do not. An overwhelming majority think he ought to quit, 78%, but there are 13% who think he should stay in, and three-quarters of the voters say he cannot be effective in the Congress. And most say that Speaker McCarthy was wrong to appoint him to the congressional committees.
A group of migrants refusing to be relocated from the Watson Hotel in Manhattan to a new shelter in the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal are now camped out in front of that hotel, and they're going nowhere.
Well, speaking from the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal facility last night, Mayor Adams insisting the shelter is safe there.
Healthy food is present. Even the snacks are healthy. We just need to stop the anxiety. When I spoke to the men who are here, they shared the same energy. We want to come here, we want to work, we want to pursue the American dream. We're thankful to the people of New York City.
Now, here outside the Watson Hotel, about two dozen migrant men wrapped in blankets on the sidewalk, they say they're not leaving. And this migrant named Ruben telling us through an interpreter, the streets here are better than the cruise terminal.
So there's
about 300 people, 10 bathrooms. People have to make lines for those bathrooms. The facilities are not equipped.
NYPD cops standing by here. It's not clear at what point they'll be told to forcibly remove those who are now encamped here. From 57th and 10th, Glenn Schuck, WCBS 880 News.
President Biden will be in New York City today. He'll be formally announcing nearly $300 million to help pay for the early phase of the Gateway Tunnel project. Get those shovels in the ground and get those trains running one of these days. Here's Steve Burns.
Much like a commute through the existing train tunnels under the Hudson, the project to build two new tubes has been full of stops and starts through the years. But now,
the Biden administration
The Murphy administration and the Hochul administration all really want this to happen.
Brian Fritch at the Regional Plan Association says it's a very encouraging sign to see President Biden arriving in person, touting funding from last year's infrastructure deal that'll jumpstart early construction.
It's a really great indication that we have more investment in rail under the current president.
Last year, New York and New Jersey finally came to terms on how they'll split their half of the bill. The goal remains for these new tunnels to come online in 2035. Steve Burns, WCBS 880 News.
Little wet weather this morning, Craig Allen, and then falling temps.
That's right. And, you know, the temperatures are already starting to drop a little bit so that wet snowflakes are mixing in across the north shore of the island and even upper Manhattan now and parts of the Bronx seeing a few wet snowflakes in there. And this will be out of here within the next hour or two from northwest to southeast. This is the cold front coming through right now. Ground temperatures are quite warm, except for, well up in the Hudson Valley on up towards Interstate 84. That's where you'll find some temperatures that are already down to around the freezing mark. So a little extra caution for the next hour or two. Otherwise, the afternoon features a mix of sun and clouds and highs now within a few degrees of 40, but dropping through the day and down to 25 to 30 tonight, 20 to 25 inland. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and the high just 34 to 38. And currently in the city, with the raindrops and some wet snowflakes mixed in, it's 36. It's down another 2 degrees, humidity 85% with a north wind at 9.
Here's a problem you may not know existed. Every year, millions of wild kangaroos get killed and their skins are used for products like expensive shoes and boots, even soccer cleats. Connecticut wants to ban these things, as we hear live now from Stamford. Here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean.
Yeah, you asked the question. Who knew? So kangaroos are known for speed and their leaping ability, and it turns out their hides help put a little spring in the step of soccer players. Kangaroo skin, K-leather as it's known, is used to make high-end soccer cleats by some of the big brands, too. Connecticut State Representative David Michel from Stamford, he does not think this is right. The Connecticut Post reports he's trying to introduce a measure that would ban kangaroo products in the Nutmeg State. Now, in Australia, wild kangaroos are hunted. Their meat turns up in restaurants and in pet food. California banned the importation of kangaroo products more than 50 years ago. And now Oregon is considering doing the same thing. There is a push on some levels to make this a national ban. Reporting live in Stamford, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
They'll conduct an autopsy today on that humpback whale that washed ashore in Lido Beach. The Hempstead Town Supervisor, Don Clavin, tells us that while there is no preliminary reason as to why the whale beached itself and died, he hopes scientists can figure it out so beaches and townships, he says, can take any necessary precautions.
We were able to get the corpse up to a higher ground, because the next step is going to be the autopsy that's going to be conducted to help make a determination of what caused the death of this beautiful creature.
Not that it's a beach day, but Lido Beach remains closed. Clavin acknowledges that people will want to see the whale, but he wants everyone to stay away from the beach so the process can take place and the whale can be respectfully put to rest in a grave that they dug for that dead whale.
Well, so sad. Have you seen the pictures of that whale?
Yeah, huge.
Huge and beautiful.
Just 35 feet long, a humpback.
And it's cute. I would use the word cute, like out of a Disney movie.
Well, you feel a certain, feeling for it when you see that. You know?
Yeah. And,
magnificent creature.
And when you understand that no one understands what's going on, it's perplexing. Yeah. The NYPD is looking for someone who set a fire in the Bronx that killed one person and injured two other people. It was set. It was started with an accelerant. Police released photos of a woman who's wanted for questioning at this point. She was caught on surveillance video walking around in the illegally converted rooming house Sunday with something in her hand that appeared to be a bottle, and then she left without it. The fire was set, and as we say, an accelerant was used. The house where the fire started was supposed to be empty. The Department of Buildings issued a vacate order in 2018.
It's a mess this morning in Newark. There's a water main break. We're seeing the News 12 New Jersey is reporting this at Littleton and South Orange Avenues. This is right in front of University Hospital, but they're told that University Hospital has water and is not affected, but they say there's about 6 inches of water in the road, so it's a mess there. Again, that's at Littleton and South Orange in Newark this morning.
It's Tuesday, 6:15 in the morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
This'll wake you up on it, right? I'm Paul Murnane, and now on the wait for the trains. You can take the LIRR to Grand Central, but Metro North commuters hoping to catch a New Haven line ride to Penn Station, well, they're going to have to wait a bit longer.
Metro North trains would run from the New Haven line across the Hell's Gate Bridge, which is Amtrak's, and then into Queens and Penn Station. But MTA Construction President Jamie Torres-Springer says Amtrak did not provide the access and personnel that was promised, setting things back 6 to 9 months. Though Amtrak will try to help the MTA catch up.
Amtrak has expressed willingness, and we're proceeding to take out one track for a longer period of time so we can get more work done.
Meanwhile, at Grand Central, Metro North riders like Rose Marie are not particularly phased.
Well, everything is delayed, so we wait a little longer.
In Grand Central Terminal, Roger Stern, WCBS 880 News.
Up next, our WCBS 88 Seconds in Sound for January 31st.
We Americans were mere earthlings until this date in 1958. Our first satellite in space. The Soviets were already there. So the next race was to put a human in space. And on this date, in preparation, we launched a primate into space, Ham the chimp. After 16 minutes of suborbital flight, he was plucked from the Atlantic.
He was a little dehydrated. He was a little fatigued. But they gave him an apple, and he liked that.
His only injury was a bruised nose. And NASA was hoping humans would be as lucky. They were.
Apollo 14 is on the way. It is in orbit.
On this date in 1971, the launch of the third of the six moon landings. So far, NASA plans a seventh in 2025. 2007, Joe Biden makes his second run for president.
The world is ready, America is ready, and I'm ready.
Turned out they were more ready for his freshman colleague, Barack Obama. 2017.
I have always felt that after the defense of our nation, the most important decision a president of the United States can make is the appointment of a Supreme Court justice.
President Trump nominates Neil Gorsuch, age 49, for a lifetime job on the U.S. Supreme Court, restoring the conservative majority.
You set a record tonight.
2010. Beyonce earns her crown.
6 Grammys, most by a woman on one night. How do you feel?
I don't know how to explain to you how I feel.
1970, the Grateful Dead busted down on Bourbon Street 3 in the morning for drugs, inspiring their 1970 anthem. 2006, last day on the job for Alan Greenspan after 18 years as Fed chairman, who we would learn was a longtime listener of WCBS business reporter Joe Connolly.
Somebody asked if they could take a picture of us. Well, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board said, sure, but you'll have to wait till 5 minutes before the hour to take it.
This is January 31st.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.